Channel 9 tomorrow afternoon has a special. It's a documentary called Where the Heart Is, the story of Ronald McDonald House Charities. Shelley Craft will be hosting that show, and it does include one of our own families from here. Sonia Hartwig joins us. Sonia, good morning and welcome.
Hi, thanks. And thanks for taking the time to support me and to support the Ronald McDonald House Charity.
Well, it's such a beautiful charity, and I didn't realise, Sonia, that they have been around since 1974, and there's 365 Ronald McDonald Houses in 43 countries, including four in Queensland.
And yes,
you have actually, and your family have been able to be the recipients of the great care that they provide.
Yeah, we have. So our son is Enosh, and he is 16, and he has a complex diagnosis. This seems to be writing its own journal. His diagnosis is consistent with a type of autoimmune, autoinflammatory encephalitis. So it is affecting multiple body systems, including his digestive system, endocrine system, circulatory, muscular system. So it's extremely complex. But over the years, we've had a lot of regression. Now into, you know, gross motor, fine motor and cognition. And this is where Ronald McDonald House play a huge role in our journey, that we do attend to Queensland Children's Hospital every month for treatment.
Every month. And this has been going on since, he was five?
He started to regress at the age of five.
Right.
It took 5 years to get a diagnosis because, you know, contrary to what everybody was doing and trying to get the diagnosis, it is a complex diagnosis. So, you know, there's no fault on anybody. It's very complex. So we weren't able to get a diagnosis to the age of 10. And Enosh is now 16. So we've been having long treatments now for 5 to 6 years.
So, Sonia, when you guys go down there, I mean, I can't even imagine how much this would have saved you guys on accommodation. Do you have any idea?
Yeah, so we've stayed at Ronald McDonald House for, you know, and this is just an estimate, well over 400 nights. So if you average a motel at, and I think this is being quite conservative, at $180 a night, you know, that would have saved us at least $72,000 and more, because our journey is going to continue, treatments will continue. So, and, you know, not many families could afford that every month.
Yeah, see, this is what people got to remember. When they go and get that extra Big Mac or something next Saturday, or buy those big helping hands, you sort of think, oh, yeah, I'm throwing a bit extra money. But you're an example of how that money does help, because those houses have to be funded, not just here, but right around the country.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the community may not be aware, but Ronald McDonald House actually have three houses in southeast Queensland. So they have one at Hurston, that's adjacent to the Royal Brisbane and Women's Hospital. They also have one directly opposite the Queensland Children's Hospital, and they also have a service inside the Children's Hospital that is specifically designed to support the patients of the PICU, or the Pediatric Intensive Care Unit. So they do provide a lot of services throughout Queensland for, you know, regional and rural families.
So it's not just the accommodation, so you've got access to medical staff as well?
The Ronald McDonald House also provide family rooms inside the hospital.
Yeah.
So that's a room where the major hospitals can host a family, or, you know, kids that are going under, for treatment, where you can actually move away from a ward or a clinical space where you might be able to take time out for a cup of tea and enjoy a chat with one of the volunteers. And Ronald McDonald House also provide learning programs, so they can assist school-aged children who have had serious illness or injury to catch up on missed education. So Ronald McDonald House don't only provide accommodation, they do provide other services that the community may not be aware of.
This is so wonderful, and I would imagine, I know that they have sort of communal living and dining areas in Ronald McDonald Houses, and I would think that that must be such a wonderful distraction for the kids to be able to hang with other kids and just have a chat and forget about, yeah, all of the medical difficulties that they have going on.
Yeah, and I think, you know, having a child, well, you know, for us, Enosh is now a teenager with an illness, is really hard and isolating, and it's certainly, you know, we have the uncertainty that creates a huge challenge for us because we have no predictability. But knowing that, you know, there are other families in similar situations that we can share stories, have a cup of tea. We're not alone. And, you know, it's the camaraderie of people that stay at Ronald McDonald House that, you know, keep this journey positive. And, you know, we always hear people say Ronald McDonald House is a home away from home. Mm. But we also add in that it's the core of togetherness.
That's so beautiful. Yeah.
Have a look at it tomorrow night, 4 o'clock. Oh, sorry, 4 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Where the Heart is a story of Ronald McDonald House Charities. Have a look at that story. Now, is there something about Enosh having a special little initiative going on?
Yeah, so Enosh has a little initiative at the moment called Baking from the Heart. Because we've been affiliated and going to Ronald McDonald House for many years, we've been able to witness and see where we could possibly give back to the charity as well. So Enosh created an initiative called Baking from the Heart. And it's just providing, we're raising funds at the moment to extend out the baking program that the volunteers already run. We have over 100 rooms at the Ronald McDonald House, Southeast Brisbane, and their baking program needs to be extended to provide morning teas for the families.
Oh, I love this. And so can we find more information out about that on Facebook?
Yes, you can. You can okay. go to the Ronald McDonald House Southeast Queensland Facebook page
yep.
and scroll down. It is on there.
Beautiful.
And also I could probably provide you with some direct links.
Thank we you, would Sonia. Love that. Thank you so much, Sonia Hartwig. And we just all our love to you and your family and obviously particularly Enosh on his journey to health and wellness. So
have a look at that. 4 o'clock Sunday afternoon.
Where the Heart is the story of Ronald McDonald House Charities.